This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Alex Mendoza, attorney at law. The address is 6950-6950 Indianapolis Boulevard, Hammond, Indiana, 46324. Dear Mr. Mendoza, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Israel Cruz, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Israel Cruz, C-R-U-Z, period. On May 13th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directory from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. The patient is a 58-year-old male, height 5'9" tall, weight 260 pounds, who was involved in an automobile accident on or about February 10th, 2019, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when he was jerked in the automobile accident, period. He did hit the ceiling, and his body was pushed forward, period. He had immediate pain in his neck, mid, and low back, period. He had a scratch on the top of his head, period. He was in an SUV suburban, period. No airbags deployed, period. This was on Fall Creek when another vehicle lost control and resulted in a head-on collision, period. His vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. He sustained significant injury, period. Despite treatment, present day, he is still experiencing pain in his lower cervical, upper thoracic area, and low back, period. New paragraph. The patient's lower cervical and thoracic pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. He was told he had a herniated disc and was treated, herniated disc rather, plural, and was treated with physical therapy, chiropractic, medication, injections, and ablation, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 3 days per week, period. The duration is approximately 2 hours with each episode, period. It is a burning type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 0 out of 10 to a bad day of 6 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the right shoulder and occasionally down the arm, period. New paragraph. The lumbar pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. He was told he had a herniated disc, period. He was treated with physical therapy, comma, chiropractic care, comma, medicine, comma, injections, period. The pain is constant, period. It is a burning, stabbing, and sharp type pain, period. He was treated with several ablations, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 5 out of 10, period. It occasionally radiates to the bilateral buttocks region and occasionally down the right buttocks and leg, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that day he was seen at Community North Emergency Room. He was treated and released after x-rays, MRI, and medicine, period. 2 days later, he had physical therapy at Community, saw his family doctor at Community Health Network, who ordered physical therapy at Community. He saw a chiropractor several times, referred to Community East Spinal Center, and given several injections and ablations, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. the patient has problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, walking over a half mile, comma, standing over 1 hour, comma, sitting over 1 hour, comma, lifting over 5 pounds, comma, sports such as running and weightlifting and workout, comma, sleep, comma, and sex, period. New paragraph. Medications include over-the-counter medicines such as Aleve, comma, anti-inflammatories, comma, and sleep medicines, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes the prescription anti-inflammatory meloxicam, comma, over-the-counter medicines, comma, exercises, comma, and over-the-counter lidocaine patches, period. New paragraph. Past medical history denies. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for umbilical hernia and appendix surgery, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his thoracic area in the past, period. The patient never injured his low back in the past, period. The patient was getting physical therapy. At the time of the automobile accident, due to an injury near September of 2018 when he twisted his back getting out of a car, he was diagnosed with a strain and he was scheduled to be released from physical therapy on February 12, 2019. However, he was 100% totally pain-free 2 weeks before the automobile at this present automobile accident of February 10, 2019, period. This injury to the lumbar area of February 10th, 2019 is a new injury to the low back that resulted in a herniated disc, period. There were no prior x-rays or MRIs until the automobile accident of February 10th, 2019, period. The patient has not been in prior serious automobile accidents, only minor auto accidents, period. At age 13, he was in an automobile accident where he saw a chiropractor for about 6 weeks, but he is not sure nor remembers the area of treatment, but there was no permanency, period. The patient has no history of work injuries, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is that of an attorney full-time, period. He is able to work full-time, but does so with pain, period. He missed approximately 75 days of work as a result of this injury, and I, Dr. Mandel, do feel that this was appropriate, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Community Health Network, February 10th, 2019, emergency room report. 52-year-old male reports neck and head pain, period. He was restrained driver in MVA, comma. MVA occurred immediately prior to arrival, period. States car coming towards him spun out, hit guardrail, then slid head on into his truck, period. On physical examination, abrasion of the scalp, neck, spinous process tenderness, and muscular tenderness present, period. Tenderness musculoskeletally in the cervical area, tenderness in the cervical region, period. Abrasion on scalp, period. X-rays of the thoracic spine, no evidence of acute fracture, period. Cervical spine CT, no acute cervical spine fracture, period. Head CT, negative head CT. Final impression, 1, MVA. 2, injury of head. 3, neck pain. Plan naproxen, 500 milligrams, period. End of report. Community Health Network physical therapy note, February 15th, 2019. Low back doing well according to patient, comma. Denies pain, only tightness, period. Patient notes involved in MVA last Sunday was hit from the front and sustained neck and shoulder injury, period. Has a referral for physical therapy for neck and shoulder pain, period. Physical therapy note, community, August 23rd, 2019. Therapeutic diagnosis, low back pain, period. PT plan for the next visit, continued progressive lower extremity strength and lumbar spine range of motion, period. End of report. Community Surgery Center North, January 25th, 2021. Procedure, thoracic medial branch blocks T2, 3, 4, bilaterally, period. Diagnosis is thoracic spondylosis without myelopathy, comma, thoracic sprain slash strain, period. Community Surgery Center note, August 17th, 2020. Procedure was bilateral Z, Z as in zebra. That's bilateral Z dash joint injections. Bilateral Z joint injections in parenthesis L4-5 and L5-S1 intraarticular facet. End of parenthesis. Diagnosis lumbosacral spondylosis without myelopathy, period. Admission discharge note, community surgery center, January 20th, 2020. Procedure is caudal epidural steroid injection. Diagnosis lumbosacral degenerative disc disease in radiculopathy, period. End of report, community spine center note, June 15th, 2023. Patient is status post left L3, L4, L5. Radio frequency neurotomy on May 11th, 2023, and right L3, L4, L5 radio frequency neurotomies on May 25th, 2023, period. He reports 95 to 97% of pain relief following the ablation, period. He is pleased with the pain relief, period. MRI of the lumbar spine without contrast on April 1st, 2023, revealed mild spondylosis of the lower lumbosacral spine with degenerative changes, most pronounced at L4-5, period. Mild to moderate MODIC, M-O-D-I-C, moderate MODIC type 1 end plate changes are present at L4 inferiorly, period. End of report. MRI of the lumbar spine, August 6, 2019. One, broad-based protrusion, eccentric to the right L4-5, period. Displacement of the descending right L5 nerve root. Two, broad-based disc displacement L3-4 with abutment of the descending left L4 nerve root, period. MRI of thoracic spine, July 20th, 2019, showed disc protrusion, type herniations, and contact of the ventral cord at L4-5, L5-6, and T6-7, period. End of report. Office visit, Community Spine Center, March 17th, 2023. Follow-up of his neck and back pain, MRI of the cervical spine, December 21 showed C6-7 and C7-T1 spondylosis with mild right paracentral disc protrusions, period. End of report. Office visit, Community Spine Center North, August 12, 2019. Presents here for evaluation and treatment of his back pain, period. The symptoms started in the fall of 2018, period. No known inciting injury or event, period. He went through a course of physical therapy and the symptoms improved, period. He was then involved in a car accident on February 10, 2019, which caused new onset thoracic back pain, period. After surgery, he noted worsening of the low back pain again, period. End of report. Notes from Oleo Chiropractic, July 7th, I'm sorry, July 23rd. That's July 23rd, 2019. Showed subluxation at C4, comma, C3, comma, T7, comma, T6, comma, L3, comma, L4, comma, L5, comma. The diagnosis was low back pain, comma. Lumbar subluxation with neurologic involvement, comma, mid back pain, comma, and neck pain, period. Schedule corrective care with 3 times a week for 12 weeks, period. End of report. Old records prior to the automobile accident. Community Physicians Network Family Medicine, October 16th, 2018. Patient here to establish care with me today, comma, for comprehensive physical examination, period. Under musculoskeletal, denies back pain, comma, joint pain, comma, joint swelling, comma, or muscle weakness, period. On physical examination of the neck, it was supple, no masses, and trachea was in the midline, period. Further examination of the musculoskeletal system revealed negative straight leg raising, comma, no midline tenderness, comma, no SI joint pain, period. There was some tenderness to palpation of the lumbar paraspinals, period. Assessment besides annual physical examination revealed chronic bilateral low back pain without sciatica, and x-rays of the lumbar spine were ordered, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of February 10th, 2019, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, ENT examination was unremarkable, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid, period. There was diminished range of motion with extension diminished by 14 degrees, comma, side bending by 22 degrees on the left, comma, 24 degrees on the right, comma, rotation by 14 degrees on the left, comma, and 16 degrees on the right, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm, tenderness, and diminished strength, as well as loss of normal cervical lordotic curve, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Thoracic examination was abnormal with tenderness, diminished flexion by 10 degrees and extension by 8 degrees, period. There was diminished strength, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation, period. Lumbar flexion was diminished by 22 degrees, period. Strength was abnormal, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right Achilles reflex at 1/4. Remainder of the reflex is 2/4. There was diminished grip strength in the right hand, period. There was diminished sensation of the right dorsal and lateral foot, period. There was diminished strength of the right great toe, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel. Are one, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and herniated disc at C6-7 and C7-T1. Number two, thoracic trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and herniated disc at T4-5, comma, T5, T5-6, and T6-7, period. Number three, lumbar trauma, strain, pain, radiculopathy, and herniated nucleus pulposus at L4-5 and L3-4, period. Next number, head injury, period. The above diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of February 10th, 2019, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following impairment ratings, period. In reference to the cervical region, utilizing Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 15% whole body impairment, period. In relationship to the thoracic area, utilizing Table 17-3, he qualifies for an additional 12% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the lumbar area, utilizing Table 17-4, he qualifies for an additional 19% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these three whole body impairments, the patient has a 39% whole body impairment as a result of the injuries of February 10th, 2019, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning he will have persistent pain and diminished range of motion in all three of these areas for the remainder of his life, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was advised that he may need and will need more ablations and injections in the thoracic and lumbar areas, period. Cost of these would be $5,000 to $6,000 each area every 6 months, period. Surgery was discussed with him, but he prefers not to do it at this time. It is my feeling that he will definitively require surgical correction for the herniated disc in all three areas of his spine at a later date, period. Ongoing over-the-counter anti-inflammatory medications will be $110 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this pleasant and cooperative patient, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, took the history directly from the patient, and performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.